Chapter 2. Towards a Mediterranean Empire. The public proclamation of Abdallah al-Mahdi as the first Fatimid Imam Caliph marked the formal inception of Fatimid rule in North Africa, from where the dynasty would rule for the next 64 years. Al-Mahdi's reign lasted for 25 years, firmly establishing an Ismaili Shi'i Mediterranean empire. On Friday, 5 January 910, crowds gathered at the Mosque of Kairouan and in the nearby royal city of Raqqada for the first Friday sermon after al-Mahdi's arrival. There they heard al-Mahdi pronounced as the Amir al-Mu'minin and the Imam al-Muslimin, the Commander of the Faithful and the Imam of the Muslims. Hereafter he would be referred to by his regnal title al-Mahdi bi'illah, the one rightly guided by God. The prayer leader of the congregation affirmed the Fatimid mission to restore the righteous rule of the Ahl al-Bayt, making clear their Shi'i beliefs. In the same sermon, prayers were recited for, quote, Prophet Muhammad and his family, for the commander of the faithful Ali, for al-Hassan and al-Husayn, and Fatima the resplendent, al-Zahra. May God's blessing rest upon them all. The reference to Fatima was particularly significant, as it underlined the Imami Shi'i belief that it was through her and Ali's lineage that the imamate was to continue to the end of time. As the crowds in Kairouan continued to listen, they heard the foundational beliefs and principles of the new Shi'i Fatimid Caliphate. Quote, O Lord, bless your servant and vice-regent who presides in your lands upon the destiny of your servants, the servant of God, Abu Muhammad al-Imam al-Mahdi bi'illah, commander of the faithful, just as you blessed his ancestors, your rightly guided vice-regents led on the right path, who ruled and rendered justice, observing the truth. God, may his praise be exalted and his name sanctified, fulfilled his promise to his messenger, may God bless him and his progeny, by restoring the inheritance of prophethood and the keys of the imamate to the family of his prophet. He honored religion and the believers, saving them from disaster in every situation with the advent of the servant of God, Abu Muhammad al-Imam al-Mahdi bi'illah, commander of the faithful. He, al-Mahdi, is the key of mercy and the guide of the good, defending the truth, protecting religion, taking care of the affairs of Muslims, and watchful of that which thwarts the aspirations of the peddlers of falsehood. May your adherence to the rope of obedience to him and the bond of loyalty to him become strong, for indeed, no bond connects God and his servants except through their love for the family of Muhammad. May God bless him and grant him salvation. God, exalted be his mention, has said, Say, no reward do I ask of you for this, except the love of those near of kin. 26:23. The messenger of God says, My family among you are like Noah's ark. He who sails in it will be safe, but he who holds back from it will drown. End quote. On Nu'man, Founding the Fatimid State, pages 205 through 208. The Founding of the Fatimid State. By the 10th century, much of the northern shores of the Mediterranean belonged to the Byzantine Empire, successor to the Roman Empire, which extended from Italy to the borders of Syria and to the other Christian kingdoms of Western Europe. Commercial relations and military rivalries with the Byzantines would become one of the most important features of Fatimid foreign policy. At the western end of the Mediterranean, the Iberian Peninsula, modern Spain and Portugal, was ruled by a branch of the Umayyad dynasty, with their capital at Córdoba. A century and a half earlier, in 756, the Umayyad prince Abd al-Rahman, having fled the Abbasids, had taken control of the region. In 910, amid this Mediterranean milieu, with the Byzantines to the north, the Umayyads to the west, and the Abbasids to the east, the Imam Abdallah al-Mahdi began to lay the foundations of the Fatimid administration and the framework for a new Mediterranean empire. A decade of war and the collapse of the previous Ahlabid regime had left a void in the administration of Ifriqiya. The North African populace at the time was religiously and ethnically diverse. Muslims in the land included Sunni